Welcome to There Is a Season, the Bob and Gloria Show. This is the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. I'm Bob Wolf.
And I'm Gloria Shanahan. Thanks for joining us this morning. And as always, if you'd like to add your insights to our topic today, we'd love to hear from you. 457-1290 is the number to reach us. That's 937-457-1290. Feel free also to write to us anytime at Bob and Gloria at thereisaseasonshow.com.
You can always catch a podcast of There Is a Season, usually the following couple of days here on WHAO.com, plus at Apple, Google, Amazon, Spotify, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your podcast. If you need help tracking down a show because it doesn't have the right title or whatever out there in the podcast sphere, there's probably some more hip word for that. Anyway, get in touch with us through that email, and we'll point you to the right program. Well, another Thanksgiving is in the books, and we have much for which to be grateful in this country. Despite our problems as a nation, and despite what may seem like incessant whining in many quarters, we are indeed still a privileged, blessed country, with more freedom, bounty, and opportunity than just about anywhere else on this earth. And often it takes stopping to count these blessings, even at times of suffering or deprivation, to develop a pattern or mindset of gratitude.
That is very true. And I hope Thanksgiving was blessed, Bob.
It was. Yeah, we had a nice house full of people. We were very happy.
Yeah, same here. The world is full of problems and suffering. I've mentioned recently to you how there are many days I simply do not want to turn on the news. I'm just tired of the news. But I also know that amidst all that, that God is in control and there's joy in this world, then even my hardest days, they need to start with gratitude. I'm alive. I have another day, at least, to seek his will and to help others.
Amen. Yeah. Right? And I think right there you hit on the realization that a lot of people get if and when we get beyond what other forms of striving or distraction or idleness or even that constant underlying worry creeps into our lives. I'm not saying that there's no time for those things, but we can waste an awful lot of our lives in those kinds of things. The constant distraction of our phones, you know, and the next digital interruption or whatever's entertaining us at the moment. There is much in this world that is beautiful and good and worthy of our reflection and our gratitude. Of course, life is not easy, but it does create every day for us the opportunity for change and to use our own gifts to make somebody else's life better for a moment, for a short time, maybe even forever. And so with a nod to gratitude in our lives, and an openness and generosity for others, we'd like to bring you this year's show about gift giving for seniors.
And we've done shows like this over the years at different times, but usually right around now, right after Thanksgiving, Black Friday and all its permutations, it's behind us. But we're still to be reminded incessantly now about all the things, the gifts that we can pursue. Today's show, we'll talk about some of those gifts, particularly for seniors, and we'd love your input. Give us a call at 457-1290. Maybe we can do this as a double question. So first, what are you grateful for this year?
That's the first question.
Right. What fills you with gratitude? And the second question would be, if you have one, what is your great idea for a gift for a senior? It could be an item or a service or a special way of enjoying the holiday. 937-457-1290. But let's get to our list, okay, Santa?
Suddenly I feel jolly.
Well.
No, I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that physical image. So I'll be the slim Santa is what I'll be. Santa slim. Nevertheless, we have got a lot of ideas to share with you.
Me
plus
too.
Whatever you share with us. You know, if you're past that giftiness thing or that thinginess thing in your life or with somebody you've cared for, then you also know that that person could benefit just simply by acts of kindness, acts of time spent with them, and so forth. Some of the things that we'll get to here a little bit later on. So again, 457-1290 as we talk about some of these. But we've got our lists here, and one of them here you know, this, when I saw this again, it was kind of reminding me of a show we had done before about robots, you know, in the future doing care for us and all that. The idea of technology. Now, of course, we're not keen on technology as the solution for keeping people company or for doing a lot for people. We'd rather have the human-to-human touch, right? I mean, we'd always talk
right
for that. But there are some areas where technology does benefit people. And if you have the savvy and have the budget for it, one of the easiest things you could probably try to install would be something like a smart home assistant. Again, not cheap, but things like Alexa, Amazon Echo, Siri, right? A lot of people use Siri on their phones.
And they use that on an Apple iPhone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Some of these other ones are house-based kind of things. And you'd have to have somebody be able to come in and set that up and, you know, get the wireless all working and all that. But the whole idea behind that is that there are certain routine functions, from turning on the lights to turning on a television. I would also put in here other, and this overlaps with the home enhancement area we'll talk about in a moment, you can have a switch put in that automatically turns on lights in a house. Just a sensor. You know, that's a small, fairly low-tech way of helping somebody. But the idea behind the assistance is that you can have some dialogue, right? As a matter of speaking, you can talk to the device back and forth.
Yeah, you can definitely talk to Siri back and forth. She'll answer any question or have a little conversation with you.
Even if you get a little spicy,
give
right?
Give you a little grief if you ask her a personal question.
And a lot of people will try to do that
Let's just see what Siri knows.
Yeah, let me see if
say.
I can do this.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what they've programmed into that to respond. But that's really built around some form of interface that can check on other technology in the house and give somebody the ability to say, hey, turn on that television or, you know, start this function or start that function. Again, it's not the simplest thing in the world, but it's not impossible either.
Right. So along those lines, I have a few other ideas that aren't as high tech that might be enjoyable to the senior in your life. One of the things that you could check into is if they don't have cable TV, if they just have the normal broadcast channels, you could maybe arrange to have cable TV hooked up for them. And if you can afford it, pay for the service. Another neat little gadget that I know many older folks enjoy is to have one of those weather stations. It will tell you the time. It will have little pictures on it. If it's going to rain or if it's going to snow, it'll tell you the temperature indoors and out. It's kind of a neat little thing, and it's kind of digital, so they kind of like, it's kind of fun to look at. Another one would be maybe, I know DVDs are becoming kind of extinct, right? But there are a lot of places where you can buy or rent or get used DVD movies. So if you don't want to do the internet streaming services, if you know your loved one doesn't have internet, you could do movies and a DVD player and just stock them up with a bunch of different movies and get it all hooked up for them on their TV. I think those are some kind of cool things in the digital area.
What
do you think,
I'll offer one thing with that because I've been through this personally. Whatever you do, whatever devices you want to set up, from cable to a new television to DVDs, whatever it is, someone's going to have to be on remote troubleshooting, because if you have, anybody who's dealt with the cable company gets that remote, it looks like you launch a mission to Mars with all the buttons on there. Then they'll give you a simplified, quote-unquote, simplified remote, which has maybe a quarter of the buttons, and it's still enough to confuse me. Which maybe doesn't take that much. But I have found the old style, I don't mean old like metal style, but the simplified ones, the clicker.
Yeah.
Up volume, remote. Down volume, up channel, down channel. Because what kept happening in my situation was I was constantly getting called saying, the TV's messed up. I've lost the cable. I've done whatever. And I was trying to create a service or a functionality that did not get complicated by somebody hitting the wrong button.
It's impossible nowadays, even with Alexa and Siri. I mean, you can mess up your cell phone really easily as well. You know, just touch something and, oh, I don't know why my phone's not ringing now.
Yes.
The ringer's gone. Yes. We're playing with it.
We're messing with these things. And so make sure you have someone around the house who's about 12 who can always solve the technical problems when you get these things. Okay, now in keeping with the personal or the customized technology arena, here's a simple one that I know I could use in my own life, and it's what I would call, they're called location devices. So let's say you've got keys, your wallet, your glasses, your purse, other, you know, everyday possessions, your phone, all this kind of stuff, and you lose them a lot, right? I'm not even talking about if you have any cognitive decline. It could just be
you're talking about yourself, Bob.
Listen, this is autobiographical. It's part of the show.
Okay? You already disclosed that you could use this for Christmas. Hint,
I think just you should have the sensitive music playing in the background. Can you help this man? So the
you
personal,
can hear the excitement in his voice
the
about this item.
The personal tracker device, and there's a couple. One's called the Tracker, and another one's called Tracker, with just an R. And they, what?
The student in the classroom has a question.
What's the question?
Well, can't you lose the tile thing or the tracker thing that is helping you to find the thing you've lost?
I'll explain how it works.
Okay.
So you attach that to the device, right? And then if you lose the thing through an app or through online or probably somebody else in your life, you could call them. You just say, hey, send a signal to that thing. And then it sends off an alarm. So you know how, like when you can do that with your phone now. You could always call your phone, and if you had the ringer on.
Right.
Well, this is for other kinds of stuff. Your keys aren't going to suddenly jingle in some coat pocket, but this little tracking device will go, dee, 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 dee. It's over here. So once you send a signal to it. You
gotcha.
Got it?
So, but you have to have a way to send a signal to it.
Right.
So you have to be savvy
or
enough
someone.
To know how to do
hey,
that or
it's a
else.
Start, okay? It's a start. And some of these aren't very costly at all. So, yeah, you know, if you're wondering, hint for the old guy here on the microphone, he needs to find his keys periodically. I'm sure my family's having great fun with this because I'm always accusing them, like, who took my whatever, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good
I'm
idea.
Done now.
And iPhones, and I'm sure Androids can too, but I do know the iPhone has a tracker for the actual human being, you know, find my friends. So if you share iPhone service with somebody, your loved one, you can ask them for access to their phone and you'll always know where they're at. And that's
as long
kind
as you
of
have a landline to call them, right?
What do you mean?
Because if you've lost your phone.
No, I'm not talking about losing your phone. I'm talking about losing the human being.
Oh,
so, if you don't know where they're at and you're a loved one and you're trying to find your loved one
there
and
you go.
They haven't been in touch and you're worried about them.
Yes.
You
All
can
right.
find them.
Right. If they are willing to be tracked.
And some people are not. Now. Back to the little things, though. Two other little things I want to add. You know, if you don't want to do cable TV or these smart devices, something else that might be appreciated by an older person would be maybe a small radio that is operated with batteries so they can listen to the radio or some type of small boom box. You can still get those CD player and you can buy them CDs to go with it of some of their old time favorite music.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
you know,
cool,
little things
people
like
don't
that.
Get to hear
that. Easy with push buttons.
Big buttons.
I'm serious.
Off.
That's right.
We're just getting started here. This is our Gifts for Seniors program, but it's also an opportunity to talk about gratitude. So 457-1290 is our number here in the studio. 937-457-1290. Don't let us down and call like at 3 minutes before the show's over. Call today. Call now. Operators standing by. Let us know what you're grateful for and give us an idea or two for the Christmas list. And we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to There's a Season with Bob and Gloria.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back to There Is a Season. I'm Bob.
And I'm Gloria.
Today we're talking about being grateful. You know, what are you grateful for? We've just come through Thanksgiving. And we'd love to hear, you know, maybe some of the things that you're grateful for in your life. And we also want to know what you might add to our gift-giving list here. And the gifts, we're sort of tailoring our list around seniors, our vintage citizens. So how do people get in touch, Gloria?
457-1290. Give us a call at 937-457-1290.
So we've talked about Bob's technological needs to find his keys. That was an opening segment, and there are devices for that. But let's move on beyond that.
We'll get to more of your needs, I'm sure, here on the list.
There's other technology that falls under the area of safety. Mm. Now, not everybody's comfortable with these, but sometimes it can be very, very handy. And that is the whole idea of like the medical alert system. For people who want to age in place, it's a phrase I'm not real fond of, but those people who want to stay in their homes and not have to move out, you know, because the home is familiar to them, you got to think about, well, okay, if people are starting to become a little more frail, or eyesight or hearing or other kinds of things, balance, all that suddenly becomes a little bit more of a challenge. What are you going to do to try to keep that person in that mm-hmm. environment if that's where they want to be?
Mm-hmm.
So a medical alert system, and there's Life Alert, there's a Medical Alert, Medical Guardian, there's a whole bunch of them out there, usually involves some kind of a pendant or a wrist bracelet or something else that would notify emergency authorities and you if somebody took a fall.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. They're not foolproof. They can sometimes be accidental, but they can also be lifesavers for people who fall and break a hip or something like that and they can't move. They simply can't get to their phone.
Right.
So that's one thing to consider.
Yeah, another thing to consider would be maybe assessing the situation where your loved one lives, maybe putting in some grab bars, maybe a riser for the toilet or a higher toilet. Another thing is, kind of make sure that there's not any throw rugs laying around, or trip hazards is a big one. Make sure there's flashlights, carbon monoxide detectors, and mm-hmm. smoke detectors. Those are all things, you can't change the battery yourself. You usually have to get up on a ladder. So make sure those things are done. These are just some easy, nice little gestures that you could do.
Better lighting
yep.
Goes a long way. Something that I did in a house that I helped refurb was I changed out all the doorknobs. When people get older and they have arthritis, it's hard sometimes to grab the traditional circular
round
knob and
yeah.
turn it. And so you get a lever mm-hmm. doorknob, which, again, in an emergency, is easier for somebody to reach out, push down, and open the door.
Right.
Just little things like that. You want to take the time to go through those things yeah. in your mind.
And like I said, make sure that your loved one has a flashlight with batteries. And maybe even one of those lanterns that provides brighter light. We have power outages, it seems like, all the time now. Just to make sure that there's, something like that
and
available.
Right near their most
cell
common places.
Charger.
If that's their TV chair, then put one near the TV chair.
Right.
One in the kitchen,
right.
one in the bedroom, that kind of thing.
Yep.
All right. So with this, then, also could be a number of different home services. These don't have to be contracted with professional companies. They certainly could be. But it's also something that a younger generation person could provide. And if you don't have that, maybe it's you. Not that you're not young. I mean, but, an adult child could do this or
right.
somehow create the service for shoveling snow,
mm-hmm.
if we ever get snow here in Ohio. Grass cutting.
Yep.
Occasional painting, freshening up with paint inside or outside. Gutter cleaning. Flowers. A lot of times people aren't going to get down on their knees and plant flower beds and stuff, but they would really appreciate having something like that. What's another thing that people like on that list?
House cleaning. I would also say maybe meal prep, and we'll get into that in a little bit here with some services, but maybe just making them a meal and filling their freezer up with some homemade frozen meals. That's something nice that you
yeah.
could do.
Just look at conveniences.
Vacuuming.
Yeah.
Just here and there.
Tidy someplace
if
up
they,
like that.
If they want you to do that. Yeah.
Somebody wants to set up a bird feeder outside.
Make sure it stays filled.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Now, pets are a jump ball, but if somebody has already got a pet, mm-hmm. sometimes helping out
with dog walks.
A walk and mm-hmm. changing the cat box and all that kind of stuff. You know what we're talking about.
Right.
Home services, along with home modifications, which are more permanent, can be great gifts for somebody this year. But what's on your mind? 457-1290. What are you grateful for this season? And what would be some of the gifts that you might suggest? 457-1290. We'll continue with more right after the news.
You're listening to There Is a Season with Bob and Gloria.
Welcome back to There Is a Season. I'm Bob.
And I'm Gloria.
This is the show about how we change, how we age, and how we care for one another. And one of the ways that we care for one another in the course of a year is to think about what other people might need. And that can come in the form of a gifty thing or a gifty service or some other kind act that maybe you haven't thought of in a while, or maybe you've got some ideas you could share with us. How do you get in touch with us?
457-1290 is the number to reach us here in the studio.
And if you're also, we'd also been plugging the whole grateful thing. So if you're grateful for something and want to know, and I'll tell you a simple thing that I'm grateful for. I'll just tell you. On cold days, I love walking into a warm house. And I'm conscious of it every year. If I've been outside and I'm cold and I come in and the heat's on, it's not a small thing to me. I'm like, thank God, that we're able to have that.
And I was kind of thinking, and I don't know if you have to jump through hoops to do this, but I was kind of thinking, if you know somebody who is maybe not as fortunate to have unlimited income, heating bills have went up this year tremendously. Maybe a gift for somebody that you know or that you'd like to reach out to help would be to set up a credit on that person's account at the electric company or gas company.
That's thoughtful. Yeah.
I thought that would be something that you could do for somebody. Or just donate in general. I think all the electric companies have programs to provide heat for those less fortunate.
It just takes a little creativity here to find out, well, what could I do here? And it doesn't have to be a big splashy thing. And if you're not a thingy person who wants to just have to go out and buy a gift and wrap it and all that, an awful lot of people kind of are past that stage of things, even though we're offering some ideas here. There are other services like that.
Yeah, so you could do things like maybe set up through a local florist flowers to be delivered once a month or once every other month or something. You could do magazine subscriptions. You could make sure that the person has a chance to get to a barber or a salon for regular hair appointments. Another thing that I thought is kind of cool prior to Christmas would be to take somebody out and just drive them around to see Christmas lights or all the decorations, or maybe take them out to do a little bit of shopping themselves or just to see what's available nowadays. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. I mean, one of the categories we were going to talk about here was the idea of travel. And while travel is nice, and yes, you could take a trip to Florida or you could take a trip back to the old town wherever they grew up or something, there's also just the basics of things like you just mentioned. Little transportation that's a day trip or maybe just a trip to the mall or someplace they haven't been in a long time.
And yeah, if you go to places where if they're not that mobile, you know, make sure you have a wheelchair or a transport chair or something. But push them around the mall if they want to do that, or just drive them around. There are so many Christmas light displays. And if you're not driving, you don't get to go out and see those.
One thing my brother did for my dad, God rest him, years ago was to take him back to Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. He had grown up in Brooklyn. A lot of us were from the East Coast and from New York. And he took him back to the street he grew up on and the old church that was up there and just spent the day with him there, reminiscing and doing the nostalgia thing for a day.
Right.
It was a great gift for my father.
Yeah. Another thing that you could do, and I think particularly women would enjoy this, but you could go over to someone's home or have them to your home and bake Christmas cookies together. That's something that I'm sure many older people did back in the day before Christmas.
Right.
You know, the Christmas cutout cookies and
stuff
like that.
So what's your idea? 457-1290, 937-457-1290. If you have an idea you'd like to share with us, this next category here, there's a broad range. The whole idea of meal kits or services, often one of the things that I remember being concerned about this was, you know, nutrition. If you're not there to help somebody prepare a meal all the time or do all of the shopping, are there other services that can come in, especially if somebody's got the budget for something like this? And there are companies that will do this. Now, the big question is, you know, what is the budget? How many meals are needed? Mm-hmm. How would it be delivered? You know, and the security issues and all that of people coming to the house or dropping packages off. But Blue Apron is one that advertised for a while. HelloFresh, right?
Right.
It's the price per serving sometimes. Right. That's the wide range.
Right. Or you could do it for yourself. You know, make a bunch of homemade things. You go to the restaurant supply store, buy the containers that have the lids, and you know, Costco, Sam's, any of them. And you just make single serving meals that they can pop in the microwave. And you tape instructions on the top and they're set to go.
Yeah. And whatever's the simplest way to achieve that, you know, nice meal.
And if you're able, have them over to your home maybe once a week or once a month or whatever. Those are all kind of some cool options. You know, and the other thing would be to maybe find out what local services there are for meals that would include some type of socialization. Many churches will have free community dinners once a week or on specific holidays where you drive through and even get a meal. So if they're still driving, which some are, they can go to those and, you know, they just are around other people as well.
And that's.
But they don't know about it.
That's an interesting thing, whether you belong to that church or not. Some of them are just
you don't have
very
to belong, usually.
Ecumenical, and you just go and you enjoy a meal, sit around a big table. It's a nice hour and a half to spend outside of the home getting a nutritious meal served by very nice people.
Yeah,
you know?
It is.
And that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Back on the technology side here for a moment, if memories are important, then one of the things that you can try to work on with people is photos and videos. Certainly, you know, people staying in their homes, or whether they moved into a continuing care community, they may have their, you know, their basic furniture. But one of the things that they would like to sometimes do is to be able to reminisce. And so there's photos and videos that you can have put together by companies like
Legacy Box. There's a whole bunch of companies. That's a big one, though.
And they'll take your old whatever it is. It could be Super 8.
They'll put them in digital form
and they'll
digitize
it.
You could just print and put things in an album. There's companies that will do that for you, too.
Like Shutterstock was the big
Shutterfly.
One. Or Shutterfly, whatever it was. Shutterstock is the other company that provides photos. There's digital picture frames, right?
Yeah. I got to point out something on those. There's a new, well, I don't know if it's new, but there are picture frames now that are not just where you stick a, you know, flash drive in with a bunch of pictures. Now there are frames that you can set up. Now the person has to have internet. You can set this up in their home, and people from all across the country get a certain little email address, and they can send photos directly to that photo frame. It'll just show up. They're so cool.
Oh, so people can supply the feed to that thing. That's very cool. Yeah.
At any time, as long as you have access to the email that is associated with that frame. So I know somebody that has one, and so their family members from all around the country send photos into it, and they'll just appear of grandkids or whatever. It's really cool, and then it just rotates.
So you don't have to load them basically ahead of time on a thumb drive or something like that.
Right, yeah. You can do it from anywhere. That's a cool gift, I think.
Here's one that I've seen, I think, at your house, a photo blanket.
Oh, right? Yes, you can have those made.
Made that up where you take a favorite photo and you put it up
or
on a blanket.
Or several photos.
Photo calendar. Oh, what an easy peasy thing. So let's say somebody wants to try to remember all the grandkids' birthdays.
Yep.
And you'd make these calendars, and they have pictures of all the kids on their day.
Yep.
Real simple thing.
And those are fun to make for the person making them as well. Yeah.
So those are some easy technology things.
Okay. So are we going now outside of the technology
thing?
Well,
we might as well knock this out here. In the area of phones and tablets, we talked about cable providers before. There are some lower cost, simple, prepaid, affordable cellular providers. That's another thing you can do for someone who's got it. You can move people to a smartphone, again, with the learning curve, if people are not familiar with that device, and user-friendly phones. It's amazing to see the flip phone or the foldable phones making a comeback.
Yep.
But a lot of us can attest that a smartphone is very often more than you need.
And difficult for some.
Yes.
You want big buttons and easy things
to, like
jitterbug.
That's one of them. So those are some other technology things.
Okay. So in the non-technology department, which is my department, so some of my ideas would be maybe some books if the person enjoys reading, and you may or may not need large print. Puzzles. A lot of people like to do puzzles. If they don't have a place to do the puzzles, maybe, you know, provide them with a card table or some type of puzzle table. Another thing, though, that is making me think about, I was thinking about people who don't often, they go to the doctor, they maybe go to the dentist. How often does your loved one get to have their eyes examined? And as we get older, our eyes, you know, start to fail, and we often need prescription changes. So something to really think about is to make sure that your loved one goes to the eye doctor. Because if they can't see properly, there's a lot of things they can't enjoy anymore. They can't enjoy watching TV, reading books, maybe writing letters. Another gift idea, by the way, stationery, cards, put the stamps on them for them. Make sure they have addresses.
We did our letter program. We talked about you know, the lost art of letter
writing.
These
are people, they love to send and get cards and letters.
Who doesn't like something in the mail like that?
Exactly,
you know?
Rather than a bill or junk mail.
You know, when you were
right?
talking about the eyes kind of thing, or the ears. Now, some people may have a certain amount of, you know, either modesty or pride or whatever you want to say, and they don't want to find out the bad news. They don't want to learn that stuff. So it's one of those things that you kind of have to break to people gently and say, hey, we could either change around the furniture here so you can see the TV easier, or let's go get that checked. No problem. I'll help be the catalyst for it.
Yeah, I think it's really important.
I helped in a family situation here when we decided to change out the flooring. And they had the people I'm thinking about had for 3 years thought about doing it, had some of the samples and all that kind of thing, but they needed somebody to sort of come in and say, I'll champion that and get it done. And you go away for the day, spend time with somebody else, and we'll make sure the floor gets changed. And we did. We were able to get it done. And sometimes that's all it takes, somebody coming in and owning
and
that.
Doing it for them. It's overwhelming sometimes to get some of those things done. You mentioned earlier maybe better lighting. So maybe one of the reading lamps that has the bendable top that can get really close, a magnifier. And another favorite is a crossword puzzle book or word search books in large print.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like to do those, actually.
And magazines, despite, you know, everything on the internet now and all that, magazines still have a place. Now, they're not cheap, you know, for what they are, but and you can still find them if you
you can. There's around. A lot. If you go to a bookstore, you can find all these different magazines. Pick one that would maybe be enjoyable for that person and send in the little subscription card. They get something really cool every month that they wouldn't otherwise probably buy at $6 a
pop. And it doesn't have to be newsy, or it can be about a topic, whether it's Popular Mechanics or a car or golf or something.
Yeah.
But it could also be, I don't know if Life or Look, I'm going to date myself with Look magazines, but I don't know if any of that's still available, but the collections are. Sometimes they'll do those series where they'll say, here's the royal family or the whatever. And
I was just looking recently, National Geographic is still out there. You know, and like you said, if you've got somebody that used to love to golf or, you know, any type of needlework, even if they're not doing it anymore, they enjoy really looking at those magazines and seeing what the newest and latest things are. Bird watching, there's, you know, Birds in Blooms is a great magazine. Just lots of neat things like that.
Here's one that I know is a good category for you. You like this. The cozy and comfortable item.
Oh, yeah, I know what this is going to be.
We've got the heated blanket
area
of this.
Those are great. They've really upped the ante on those. Like, they have auto off features and they have nice soft little digital buttons on them that are easy to manipulate.
I've seen some that go from like 0 to 10 or something like that. I'm going, well, who would want 10?
They don't get that hot.
You're like cooking a potato or something.
They don't really get that hot.
There's the weighted blanket.
Yes, that's good for depression and anxiety, I've been told. Haven't tried it.
Things like slippers and socks.
And you can even buy some that are heated for
and massaging.
Yes.
Right.
And you can buy little gloves now for people who have arthritis in their hands. They're called nap therapy, hot cold gloves. Okay.
And then there's things like aromatherapy, shower steamers.
Yeah.
And soaps and goodies like that.
Hand soap for the kitchen that smells
like
good.
Living Simply has in our area here.
Oh, that's a great soap shop in Tip City if you haven't been.
Everything under the sun in that whole cozy, comfortable arena.
They do.
So there's a lot in the cozy category.
Here's a big one. If you can afford it, or if you're so inclined, and it's difficult for your loved one to get in and out of the traditional recliner, you could get them one of those lift recliners that helps lift them up.
Yes, provided.
I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
See, there's a catch to this. A lot of these conveniences enable further decline of certain activities.
Because they don't use their muscles.
Right.
I understand.
So there's that other exercise thing when we've done the physical therapy program. It talks about getting up into a standing position from sitting 25 times a day.
Yes.
Of course, a lot of people don't want to do that.
Right.
But if they're not going to do that, right, and they still need to get up, you need some way of lifting someone. So.
Exactly. And they make those to make them even more likely that you want one of these. They have heated ones and massaging chairs now. They're kind of pricey, but
we're talking, we have a wide range of gifts here.
We do.
And we've got a few more here. So if you still want to get in under the wire, we're happy to take your call. 457-1290 as we talk about gratitude and gift giving for our vintage citizens here on the program when we come back.
You are listening to There Is a Season with Bob and Gloria.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.
It's your favorite geezer and whippersnapper. I'm Bob.
And I'm Gloria, the whippersnapper.
You always take that one. And this is There Is a Season. Thanks
Rightfully
for being
so,
with us this
I take
morning.
That one.
We're talking about gift giving for our vintage citizens. And maybe you've already got something, or you set something up, or you do something every year for someone you care for. And it doesn't have to be a direct relative. Could be somebody you know in the neighborhood who needs a little extra TLC this time of year. So we're hoping that these ideas can help populate a list for you. You had a few others during the break that you mentioned. One was the idea of decoration, right?
Yeah, you could, we're upon the decorating season, and so many people enjoy Christmas decorations, but they'll say, oh, I don't do that anymore. Often because it's a pain for them to set it up, a lot of work, or they got rid of their stuff. So you could take over a small tree or a larger tree, whatever they prefer,
you know,
some lights and do a little decorating for them if they would like.
Yes.
I think that would be a great idea.
I think that'd be great.
Spend some time with them.
You mentioned for those who are still driving, it's nice to have a squeaky clean car.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of car wash coupons,
yes,
or some means of being able to get the car washed periodically.
Right. A lot of people really enjoy and are tickled by the fact that you remembered their little pet, if they have a pet. So you could get their pet maybe a little toy. You could even get a certificate to their vet for any services, you know, that they might need annually, but just a little gift for their pet. They think that that's kind of cool.
So it's really important, I think, when you're trying to develop a list like this, not to go too far and worry about getting the unique item or even a big ticket thing. Right. You know, one of the points we always make is that the greatest presence comes from you or someone in your family. This is also a great time of the year to try to activate or reactivate relationships. That can be something as simple as a phone call, a regular phone call to somebody.
Write them a letter if you live out of state, or send them a card.
We always used to talk about that generational connectivity, because a lot of young people say, well, I don't know what to say to an older person. And a lot of older people may feel the same way. I don't know what to say to a young person.
Exactly.
One of the things you could do is maybe practice. Sometimes we fall out of knowing how to do these things because we haven't set the model of what is normal and mundane,
right,
but meaningful.
And if you're a young person and you feel that way, you don't know what to say, you know, or even somebody like, you know, ourselves, Bob, you know, you could buy maybe 12 cards and you address them at the beginning of the year and make sure, because then it's easy. You don't have to write much, just a little bit, and you pop one in the mail every month. Like I said, people like to get mail.
You can also, you mentioned cards. My first thought was cards.
As in playing
cards? Not gift cards, playing cards.
Checkers.
Or checkers or some favorite game. We spend a few hours with somebody. You don't have to have, you know, a lot of us have difficulty, not just younger people or seniors. A lot of us have trouble making conversation or getting past the surface level stuff.
So
talk news, talk weather, talk some sports maybe. And you say, well, what are we going to do after this? Sometimes mundane activity. You know, I used to make this joke all the time. I'm from the East Coast, and I didn't grow up doing this other than like maybe a few board games, Monopoly or Sorry or whatever. But I came out to the Midwest, and I found a lot of people like games in the middle of the winter. And we have spent many years playing games of all kinds, card games and board games and all this kind of stuff. And you might say, well, it's a way of kind of, you know, passing the winter. One of our old pastime show used to talk about stuff like that, as opposed to being on a phone.
Or just in front of a TV all the time.
Or just in front of a TV. Yeah, the opportunity to do something through a game is important. And it's, you know, there are going to be points where people don't want to play games anymore.
That's right.
But there is still an opportunity to kind of set up some board and just spend a few hours doing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Now we've got some resources in addition to what we've provided here. Do you have a few more items on your list?
Well, one would be just maybe a basket or a bunch of consumables. Some they appreciate things that they use every day. You know, it doesn't have to be a fancy gift. Maybe you know, their favorite cookies, maybe some laundry detergent, maybe, you know, a 12-pack of their favorite pop or a 6-pack of their beer if they like.
Just
something easy.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be fancy and Harry and David style.
It doesn't.
It can just be homemade.
Yeah, exactly.
There are several lists that are way bigger and longer than what we could provide here. One was done by Heavy.com as a website. That is, it's got a kind of an interesting name here. Where was it here? It's at the top. 101 Thoughtful Gifts for Seniors, the ultimate list. Some of the items that we've talked about today happen to be on that list, but it goes on and on, as you can imagine, with things of every price point.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find that at heavy.com, 101 Thoughtful Gifts. Another one is under the Women's Day publication. Is that print? Is that still in print?
I don't know if it's still in print or not.
This is 50 Thoughtful Gifts for Seniors that are actually useful. Which is an interesting take on the whole thing, because we're trying to make these useful gifts.
Right.
So 50 thoughtful ones of those. And what was the third one I had here? The Best Gift for Seniors was another one that we found at the Senior List www.dayton-springfields24hour.com. And that was another great resource. Together with what we've talked about here on the air today and these three lists, there is plenty. And if you don't like anything on these lists, at least it ought to have stimulated something in your mind.
Yeah.
You know, something you could do that doesn't require just going out to Amazon and getting the first thing that's out there.
Right.
I'm not saying you couldn't use that as a resource, but we're trying to, you know, stir the imagination.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny, just a couple little humorous things that I found when I was looking. You would ask seniors, what do they need most this year for Christmas? And some of them wrote things like a new president, less snow. And then, you know, some serious things, you know, they have worries on their mind, just like we do, you know, my husband to get better, you know, peace on earth, goodwill towards men and women.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are just simple things.
Right.
Not worried about all the material things.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. So we hope you've gotten some ideas from here. Again, write to us at Bob and Gloria at There's a Season Show if you need some direction on how to catch this podcast. We've got some good programs coming your way here in the future. What do we want from our police anymore? We're still going to talk about that. As much as the defund the police thing may have receded somewhat, there's still a lot of friction out there about what role police should play in some of our communities. And we don't want to handcuff the cops. So that's one show.
Another show is, what makes somebody a conservative or a liberal? The family you grew up with probably has a lot to do with that. But there are other factors, aren't there? Even psychological differences? Well, we'll talk about that on an upcoming episode of There Is a Season.
And we also have our Christmas show coming your way very soon. So be sure to be around for that. That'll do it for us today. For my dear friend and co-host Gloria, our producers, and everyone who makes the show possible, thank you for your time, attention, and interest to what we do here. We will see you again soon.
You've been listening to There Is a Season with Bob and Gloria. Have yourself a blessed week.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.